Good afternoon, this is your RTL Today News at 4 o'clock. I'm John Baker. News has just been released about a major drug seizure that took place at the Findle Cargo Centre in August after custom officers discovered several irregularities during a routine document check. Official documents for the shipment claimed the contents were cotton blankets for a Dutch company. However, upon closer inspection, 903 vacuum-sealed bags filled with cannabis were found, each containing between 600 and 700 grams. In total, the drugs weighed approximately 600 kilos. The fixed cameras installed on the A3 are now officially at testing phase as of today, as the next steps in Luxembourg's rollout of its first ever carpool lane. Only vehicles carrying at least two occupants are permitted to use that lane on the left-hand side of the stretch of the A3. The aim is to encourage car sharing, improve traffic flow, and support a smoother transition towards the fully expanded motorway. During the testing phase, motorists misusing the carpool lane will not receive fines or warnings. A Luxembourg startup led by Christos Floros has launched Monet, a new social media platform that lets users control their own algorithm as an alternative to big tech networks. Floros explained that Monet operates like a personalized control panel, comparable to a television settings menu, where users can decide exactly what appears in their feed. International news now, and South Africa, Eswatini and Zambia have today begun administering a groundbreaking new HIV prevention injection in the drug's first public rollouts in Africa, which has the world's highest HIV burden. Lenacapavir, taken twice a year, has been shown to reduce the risk of HIV transmission by more than 99.9%, making it functionally akin to a powerful vaccine. President Volodymyr Zelensky met with President Emmanuel Macron today in Paris, seeking to reinforce European support for Ukraine at a potentially pivotal moment in Kyiv's battle against the Russian invasion, as Washington pushed a plan to end the war. Zelensky held talks with Macron at the Elysee, with Ukraine weighing its options over the plan championed by US President Donald Trump, but which European countries fear risks caving into Russian demands. In sports, and we start with cricket, and Geoffrey Boycott has urged England to use their brains as Ben Stokes' men go in search of an Ashes series levelling win in this week's second test in Brisbane. England are currently 1-0 down in the five-match series following a humiliating 8-wicket loss to Australia inside 2 days in last month's first test in Perth. And former England opener Boycott insisted Stokes men could win at Brisbane's Gabba ground with a more measured approach. And finally, the Luxembourg women's football team took revenge for their 3-2 defeat on Friday, beating Cyprus soundly with 3-0 in the second of their friendly matches this morning. The friendlies were part of the Red Lionesses' preparations for the National League 2026, in which they will face off against Scotland, Belgium and Israel in Group B4. For more on these stories and for all the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu.
The weather is brought to you by
Raiffeisen, the bank that belongs to its members.
Well, now that the fog has lifted, it's turned into quite a nice bright day, especially here at RTL Towers at least. And the day will continue to alternate between cloudy and sunny conditions for the duration. The temperature is currently 4 degrees, although with the wind chill, it does feel slightly cooler.